This is Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, former USA Baseball National Team Coach, Peter Caliendo.
Hello, everybody. Pete Caliendo with Baseball Outside the Box. Guess where we are at? No, we're not somewhere internationally, but we are in the beautiful USA. We are in Nashville, Tennessee at the American Baseball Coaches Convention. We're with the Sarna booth number 72. Join us here. We're doing live podcasts the whole weekend, and we are thrilled that you can join us. Again, Pete Caliendo. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter and all over social media, man. We're going to have a great time here at the American Baseball Coach Association, and we're going to start off with our first guest, very special high school baseball coach from Illinois, Andy Dean from Crystal Lake Central. Andy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Pete?
You're going to hear some background noise, so don't worry about that. That's different announcers and speakers are going to be coming on stage pretty soon. We're going to do this little interview first, and then we'll bring in the show to you. We're going to be bringing different people to you every time, so you hear different things. And something we're going to focus on here at the ABCA is things that coaches learn in 2019. It's an educational show. So, Andy, first of all, tell me, how long you been high school baseball?
This is going to be my sixth year in the high school coaching, my second year as a head coach.
How many years have you been coming to ABCA?
This is going to be my fourth convention.
All right, tell me just quickly, what's your impression every year that you've been here about the ABCA convention?
I mean, it's kind of recharges the batteries, gets us started for our winter workouts in the high school and in the travel game. So it's kind of take what you learn from there and bring it back to the guys that you're working with.
Yeah, now there's a lot of speakers. You know, how are you going to figure out what you want to, you know, some advice? How are you going to figure out who you want to listen to? Or you do it according to what you want to learn more? Or how are you going
to
do
that? Yeah, so I mean, I kind of try to go to the, being as a head coach, I want to go to the areas that I think I'm weak at. So then I can bring that down back to my guys, try to be more of a well-rounded coach. But it's not just about listening to what you're good at, it's about listening to what you need to improve at. So that's where I really get the most out of it.
Why'd you get into coaching?
After playing and then getting into coaching, it's much more gratifying having success as a coach and seeing the success of the kids and as a player. So once I did that my first year, I loved it. I never wanted to play.
All right. Now tell me, what is the one thing or two things that you learned in 2019 that made you a better coach that you didn't know about possibly?
I think that with the data age that we're living in, and I'm coached with amateur athletes, with high schoolers, they want the data. But it's being able to translate that data and it's something they can actually apply it to. They want the numbers, but if they don't know how to use it, it's given to them in layman's terms, or keeping the data away from them and using it for myself, but trying to explain to them they don't need the data. You know, it's still doing the simple things really, really good, which is something that I feel like we're starting to get away from. The kids want the data, they don't know how to use it. Just do the simple things really, really good. That's one of the things I really take away from.
So great message. You're going to hear that throughout the ABCA. You're going to hear it also here on the podcast, because I think mix it in, like you said, mix it in the data, because kids want it. Also, making sure we stay to the basics, because that's important. So,
absolutely.
You know, hey, thanks for being on the show, man. Really appreciate it.
All right, great, Pete. Thank you.
All right, that's Andy Dean, Crystal Lake Central, head high school baseball coach. He's our first guest of the ABCA 2020. Happy New Year, everybody. This is going to be a great, great show, so stay tuned for more guests. We're at booth 72. Again, the American Baseball Coach Association convention with John Sarna and Sarna Productions here. I guess I can call productions, but come by and see us by the booth, all right? Stay tuned for our next guest. Hey, we're back at the ABCA. We've got another great guest, Jason Espido from Illinois. This young man plays high-level baseball. He is now coaching. He's got his own academy, Backyard University. Just walking by, he's getting smarter like we all are here at the ABCA. So, Jason, man, thanks for having, you know, being on the show, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
It's great seeing you. Yeah, it's great seeing you always. So tell me about the academy. How's things going?
Good. We're in Erie and growing. You know, we're growing our travel teams, and then we do a lot of, you know, lessons and camps and things of that nature.
Tell me, why'd you get into, why'd you start an academy? Get into coaching? You were a pretty good player, obviously.
But I didn't realize how much I didn't know. You know, when you get to a big Division I school, you're a little bit of culture shock. You know, know, and I had a good high school coach. We won some, you know, championships, but
I believe that's Jeff Sefcik.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, won 3 state titles in Illinois.
Two right? I was a part of. Yes,
he's fantastic. Then you went on to
University of Texas for 2 years in Loyola Marymount, Los Angeles.
And after that?
Drafted by the White Sox for a second time and signed in 2000, like 10 years. White Sox and Angels.
And tell me, something that you either learned, you know, the last year that can really help our coaches, or something that maybe you came up with. You know, a lot of times we're creative as coaches, that you believe that, you know, is important to the development of these young players, because you're getting young players at the academy.
We are getting young players. Motivation is always, you know, it's an everyday thing, you got to feed it. That's nothing new. Biggest thing I've learned here recently, I'd say in the last couple of years, is you really can't teach a kid one to. What I mean by that is wanting to get better. I mean, we can, you know, anybody can wish, sit there, play video games, but the kids who are actually going in and getting that extra work, they end up being your better players for a reason. Nothing new there, but it's really, you think you're giving great instruction, trying to get a kid to do things the right way. They want to do it, they're going to do it. If they don't, they're going to go through the motions. And you know, you try to coach them up to the best of your abilities, but really, you love those kids who are feeding off what you're saying and wanting.
All right, one more thing, because I know you want to get out there and see some of the speakers. We got 7,000 coaches here at the ABCA in Nashville. This is a great, great organization. Lots of learning going on here. You know, last interview, we talked about a little bit about the technology, keeping it basic. You know, how do you balance the two now? Because you almost have to have.
You do. I think each individual player dictates that. You know, it's something that technology is really not going to help a kid who's 12 and younger. Video is going to be more beneficial, but not a blast motion, not all these exit velos and things like that. That's more paralysis by analysis for these kids, I think. Or they just get caught up trying to get a number versus really focusing on becoming a better hitter.
All right, Jason. Yes, thanks,
sir.
Man.
Great.
Appreciate stopping by. Yes, that sir. Was Jason Espido, Backyard University. And check him out. What do you got on your Twitter?
Coach Sefcik, hello.
Yeah, what do you got, Twitter?
Yeah, JEspido28.
JEspido28. All right, Jace. Have a
yes,
good
sir.
Time, man.
Thank you.
All right, that's, again, Jason Espido. Yes, we've got that's another good Italian, by the way. I forgot to say that.
Yeah,
they happen to be Chicago guys, but we're going to also have some guys from all over the country. Trust me, we're going to have some international guys, so stay tuned. We will be right back with Baseball Outside the Box. Hey, folks, we are back, Baseball Outside the Box, and you never know who you see at the American Baseball Coaches Convention. I will age myself right now and tell you, Bobby Stevens from Chicago, when I first did my instructional videos, which I know I rarely talk about and I should talk about more, Bobby, believe it or not, was 9 years old, and he was one of the students in the actual videos that we produced at Schaumburg Stadium. Unbelievable. It's great to see him. He's doing an outstanding job. Started his own business, Bobby Stevens, with Windy City Baseball. Bobby, welcome to the show, man.
Pete, thanks for having me.
It's great having you. And I want you to tell the folks why you got in baseball and why you started the academy.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a natural transition, you know, going from college baseball, professional baseball, wanted to stay in the game, didn't know what capacity, and I always helped out with a youth travel program. So I kind of took the reins of that, brought it into high school, travel baseball, we progressed, this will be our 5th year running the high school travel program. It's been really good so far, a lot of really good kids, good families, and we keep growing, so it's been good.
All right, number one question, you mentioned travel programs, I got to ask you. You know, you got the good side, the bad side, in any part, whether it's professional baseball, high school, you know, there's not a perfect fit everywhere, but there is the issue of travel ball playing all year round, training all year round, and at the really younger levels, you know, some of these kids aren't playing other sports. You know, is that, what's your philosophy in that, in trying to help young kids? I mean, should they be playing some other sports when they're 9, 10, 11 years old?
I think they should be doing a little bit of everything. The difference with our program is we do offer training all year round, but we're flexible. So if we work around basketball schedule, hockey schedule, football, all the kids, you know, they always have to fall off. Fall ball's optional. But for those kids that are really into it and want to gear towards one sport, we offer 12 months out of the year. And it's tough. It's a fine line, you know, where a multi-sport athlete and a one-sport athlete can kind of coexist. But I think it's each their own. I was a four-sport athlete in high school, so I'll never knock a kid for playing multiple sports, but I understand the need of maybe someone who's on the fringe athletic performance skill that wants to focus on one and try and maximize their skills.
Well, I know for a fact, coming from me, I wish I was a four-sport athlete because I was the only baseball player, and I only went to a certain level. Now, that's my athletic skills. Possibly could have helped me, but maybe not helped somebody else. Here's what I want to ask you. What I love, I think, something that we discussed in the past a little bit, is that's great now that they're playing a lot of games, but you do something different. You also practice during the season. Tell me about that. Why it's important.
Well, we have built-in training. During the week, each team's got one scheduled practice. So the benefit I see in that is you go through the weekend, you see it, where we perform well, where we don't perform well, especially with the youth kids, the kids 9 to 14 years old. There's so many aspects of baseball they just don't understand, or something comes up in the game and they forgot it from the winter training, or just that they've never seen it before. So it's great to have a built-in practice where we can focus on pickoffs, rundowns, something that we came across during the weekend that the kids struggled with, or maybe they did well, we just need to reinforce how they need to do it differently, or it might come up this way. It's just a good way to incorporate teaching and gameplay, because I still think gameplay is where you learn, you make mistakes, you fail, baseball's game failure, and then you have to find a way to, you know, push through that failure and find a way to succeed.
All right, lastly, something that Bobby Stevens, in the last year or 2 years, with things changing, but I think we're always trying to learn something you learned that you can share with the coaches that would help them, you know, any part of the game that can help them a little bit as far as coaches.
Especially in the last year, technology has infiltrated the game so much, good and bad. But I think from my aspect with all the youth players, technology is great, but they need to learn by doing. And when you have a kid at a practice and he's seeing those numbers on a screen, that's great. But how do you translate that into gameplay? How do you teach them baseball IQ? I think the kids understand a lot about baseball, but they don't understand a lot about the inner workings of baseball, the game itself, the game within the game. There's throwing and then there's pitching, there's swinging and then there's hitting. So to incorporate the more of the hitting aspects as opposed to just teaching them how to swing, to incorporate, you know, teaching a high school kid how to work a hitter instead of just how to throw the ball hard. That is the biggest thing I've taken away from this past year. The technology is great, but playing the game of baseball still takes precedence to me.
All right, how do they follow you on Twitter or anything else?
I'm on Twitter at Stevie Bobbins. Instagram, the same, at WC Baseball Club on Twitter. Same on Instagram. Go WindyCityBaseball.com. Anytime anyone wants to reach out, we have great coaches, great staff, willing to help anybody in the Chicago area.
All right, another Chicago guy, and I know we're going to be bringing in some other people from around the country, around the world, but you know, we're going to start with our favorites, Chicago, since I'm from there. Bobby Stevens, I can't remember, you got any Italian in you?
Got all Italian.
That's what I thought. Stevens is an Italian.
I throw people off with that, but I'm a 75% Italian.
That's what I thought, because you look Italian, and I've had a lot of Italians on the show, so sometimes I get an email asking me, you know, how many come so many Italians? I'll tell you why so many Italians. Because Italians, in my opinion, make some great baseball coaches, and a lot of it has to do with the family thing.
Family, discipline.
Yep.
It's just, we're a small knit community in the Italian baseball world.
Absolutely. Bobby, thanks, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Bobby Stevens from Windy City Baseball Chicago. Follow him. We'll have all the show notes up there. And soon we'll be back with our next guest. Thank you, folks, for listening. We really appreciate it. From the American Baseball Coaches Association, Nashville, Tennessee. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. ABCA Coaches Convention, Nashville. Listen, our good buddy, I'm looking at the Expo Theater here. We're right for the Expo Theater, booth 72. I'm looking at my good buddy, Jeff Groeschel from Coach Performance, giving a great talk on athletic development, also on multi-sport athletes. Got to get those young kids to be multi-sport athletes. And guess who walked by? one of my heroes, one of my mentors, Bill Olson. This gentleman has been in the game over 50 years. I mean, he has been one of the best in the business. Everybody knows him. Good friend of Coach Birmingham's, who was my mentor, also passed away a long time, about 2-3 years ago. But Bill's fantastic. Bill was one of the first coaches to be on the, not only the USA team with the Olympic Sports Festival, but also with the Pan Am Games. But we'll talk to Bill. He'll mention some other things. You know, he's an ABC Hall of Famer. He's an Omaha Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer in every, I think, Hall of Fame in the country. But here's the thing. He's also the dad of Greg Olson, the famous relief pitcher, who also now is coaching baseball. But obviously, he's learned a lot from his dad. So I want to thank Bill for being on the show. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me. I love it.
Are you kidding? It's great to see you. See you here every year.
It's great to be here to see people like yourself and great friends. The memories are amazing. The memories are amazing.
You know what's amazing is that you're still here and you're still learning.
Yeah, you know, I can't tell people this enough. I've been doing this until my 45th year. I haven't done this clinic. I think if you don't go, you're cheating kids. That's my responsibility to make those kids the best they can by going to clinics and talking to guys like you, all the guys out here. I go face to face, and I want to make my players better. And I want to learn. I still want to learn.
What a great example, because you speak at a lot of conventions around the country, high school conventions, ABCA, BCA, you know, and that's why I wanted to bring you on the show, because I think we're sometimes getting away from it. Yes, we've got guys that come to the convention, but, you know, the question is how many guys, you know, every day are trying to get better a little bit, trying to be better coaches. But I want to ask you, since we're on that topic, we can jump after on something else. What's something that you in the last year or two maybe learned from somebody that you're kind of using in your coaching after all these years?
I think still what I've learned is just being open-minded. There's many things that have changed in the game in the past all the time. One is this incline swing you're talking about right
sure.
now. So I heard Ted Williams speak personally. I've got his book at home. He didn't talk about me. He had that guy's book. I'm not saying right or wrong, but before I change something, I got to be thoroughly convinced that the top people at the ABCA, guys like yourself, are this is the way we're going to do things. And I might make an adjustment, but if we're doing things the right way, fine. I always want to get better because you're cheating kids if you don't.
Excellent. Bill, you know, sometimes, and I'm not here to criticize anybody. I just want to always be open-minded and think about everything. And, you know, one of the things that I see sometimes is, you know, I think a great example we just talked about, you know, the launch angle, you know, the angle of the bat going up a little bit. You know, Ted Williams swung that way. Ted Williams
exactly.
taught that. So,
exactly.
So, you know, some of these things aren't as new as we think they are. They're just backed up by technology now.
Yes.
Is that technology helps us understand it better, so we got to use it. I mean, if it helps, it's going to help the kid, and kids love technology, so why not? But is there a fine line? I mean, you use technology, but you get away from the basics?
That's what I'm concerned about. Basics are still very fundamentally sound. You got to have basics, and they start when you're young, you're getting the proper teaching and guidance, and not only that, but with a positive attitude. I still think we can do things. John Wooden was famous for his sandwich theory. Positive, negative, positive. But we got to use this positive situation. I might hit a negative, but then we'll come back and find something good that we did too.
What makes you so energetic still, so enthusiastic about coaching day in and day out? Not only you coach, but you're also giving lessons, you're coming here. What keeps you motivated? Because you can get a little frustrated sometimes when you're in coaching, because you're not maybe going fast enough or doing things the way you want. What keeps you motivated?
Like today, I'm glad you brought it up. I was sitting out and just relaxing a bit. This gentleman came up, he played on our team in Brazil. He remembers the Brazil thing, and that he was half an inch too big to pitch for us. But he remembered all we did and all the positive things that we came out of there. And you know what? I had a tough time remembering the guy's name. And it's so bad that you forget things like that. But when he did that, I was just crushed that he came back and brought back memories and examples and things that we do that remind
you. You know, and as coaches, we could influence these young men because they're not all going to play in the big leagues. They're not all going to play college baseball, but they all can be coaches or be in the game somehow if they're motivated by the right people.
Yeah, and this guy got to be a fireman, and now he got back into coaching because he wanted to work with the young kids again. And I think that's so important. And I work with young kids, and I love the smiles on their faces and the eye contact all the time. And yes, coach, you know, instead of this kind of stuff, I think so much is done, and I just love my job. I wouldn't change for anything.
And I'm starting to get that because, believe it or not, the interview that I just had before yours was a young man who has a travel program now in Chicago, does a great job with young kids. He's got 14, 15 teams. He was in, as a 9-year-old, was in my first video that I put. I put five videos production, you know, for instructional videos. And he came and he goes, I was in your video when I was 9 years old. So those are great memories.
Great memories, Pete. And 99% of the memories are good ones. Very few negative things that I remember. If they do, I don't always find, you know, necessarily that was a problem.
Well, you've got great energy. Last thing, I want you to tell me, today's coaches, what advice do you have for them, especially the new ones coming up?
What I have advice to them is be here. Be here, learn, constantly learn. Don't be afraid to talk to somebody like Lee Kelden or Dick Birmingham face to face. Get what they got and take it back to the kids and smile on their faces here. If I had to do my job, my life all over again, I wouldn't trade for a thing. Self-trained coaching. Working with kids, teach because I love the kids and I love the things they got.
All right, Bill, thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you, man. I love you, buddy.
This is awesome.
Happy New Year to you and your family.
Happy New Year to you, and, you know, been wanting to have you on the podcast. This is fantastic. No better place than the ABCA in Nashville. We're here at Booth 72. Fantastic event. That was Bill Olson, legendary coach, Omaha, ABCA Hall of Famer, USA baseball coach, one of the best in the business, and I can say he's one of my mentors. I've had some really good ones, and he's at the top of the list. So, folks, we'll be back with our next guest. We told you we're going to bring you somebody other than from Chicago, because the first three or four are from the Chicagoland area. Now we got you an Omaha guy, but don't worry, we're going to be bringing you guys from all over the country and all over the world. We haven't even started getting the guys from around the world. We're going to have them here. So, again, Pete Caliendo and Bill Olson, we'll be right back. All right, we are back at the ABCA, Nashville, Tennessee. What a beautiful place. And I'm looking at the Expo Center. I'm seeing Harold Reynolds from MLB Network on stage talking to the coaches. I'm sure you all see him. Hopefully one day I'll get him on a message to MLB Network. Love to have Harold Reynolds on MLB Network. It'd be great to have him. But I will have J.P. Morosi next week on a full interview. J.P. covers a lot of the international stuff. Everybody knows him on MLB Network. But today, I promised you, we had Chicago guys, we had Omaha, we're, you know, California, and I told you we're going to have some international guys here on Baseball Outside the Box. And walking here, who's been here many times, a very good friend of mine, George Applebaum from Germany. But he is the president of the EBCA, and that is a shoot-off of the ABCA. They do a great job in Europe. It's all the different coaches from all over Europe who come to the convention once a year, and they do a fantastic job. And the International Sports Group, as we've talked about on the show before, we have part of that. We help with the EBCA, and our president, Tom O'Connell, is also on the board. So I want to say and welcome from Germany, came a long ways, my good friend, George Applebaum.
Thank you, Pete.
What's up,
thank
buddy?
You.
Good to see you.
Great to have you.
Hey, the only time I get to see you is once a year here.
That's true. That's true.
I'm going to make it to the EBCA.
I hope you will do it. I mean, it's a great thing. And like you said, ISG is helping Tom. Without them, actually, development of coaching in Europe wouldn't be the same. For the last 20 years, you guys, ISG is doing a great job.
Hey, how many years have you been coaching baseball now?
I'm coaching since 1995.
Wow, fantastic, man. Tell me, before we get to the EBCA, tell me about European baseball. How's that going in general? You know, the overall development of the game.
Well, first of all, a lot of people don't know that there is baseball in Europe, but pretty much every country has its own league, where really the quality of baseball has been growing the last couple of years. And so we got great baseball in Germany, in the Netherlands, Italy, Czech, Switzerland, Austria.
Hey, you got to mention Kepler. Kepler's from Germany, right?
I mean, Kepler's
how many home runs he had? What a season he had!
That was fantastic to see him perform as well.
Does that build baseball in Germany when the young kids, you know, the kids see a guy like Kepler who grew up in Germany, was German, also making the big leagues? Does that help the sport?
Well, baseball kids love to see him, and he just has been in Bavaria a couple weeks ago, and people were able to see him, to have a meet and greet with him. and it was awesome. Great outcome. I couldn't make it, but I saw some pictures, and I think that was a big motivation for the young guys. TV or radio, whatever, they don't cover as much as they should, in my opinion, because baseball is not a major sport in Germany. Well, they recognize it, but it's only once in a while.
I tell the EBCA coaches, some of them listen to the podcast, why they should also be attending the ABCA, because obviously we're also going to promote coaches from the U.S. Hopefully they will go to the EBCA, but why should the coaches there come here?
Well, we founded the EBCA in 2003, and one of the reasons was I was coming to the ABCA since 2000 in Chicago, and I saw how much you can learn from coaches at the ABCA. I mean, we're trying, together with ISU, we're trying to set up the best coaches from the States and give the European coaches a chance to learn from the best. But obviously, the ABCA is way bigger, way more coaches. You got youth coach clinics, you got high school, college, you got pro guys there. You have a big exhibition hall. So that's kind of different from what we have.
Your goal with the ABCA?
Well, we want to grow as a federation, as an association, making baseball coaches better each year. I mean, the key of baseball in Europe is coaching. There's no question. Without good coaching, there's no way to go.
Hey, amen. Did you hear that, folks? The key to coaching in Europe is coaching. Well, let's throw another caveat in there. The key to coaching or development of the game in the world is coaching. Folks, you don't have good coaching, especially at the younger levels. I think you'll all agree with this, but we just got to keep working at it. You're not going to develop your sport. You're going to develop your sport at the national level and down, but you better have that system underneath that's going up. I mean, is that what you guys are trying to do that in most countries in Europe?
Yes, that's what we do. I mean, I tell you what, the biggest problem we have, we don't have enough coaches in Europe. So that's why other coaches like me, they're doing coaching clinics in their city, in their region, and then once a year we come all together at the EBCA convention where, like I said, where we learn from the best.
All right, and I'm going to throw one in there. We don't have enough good coaches in anywhere, because you can have coaches, but if they're not good, they're not going to develop the kids, right? So they got to be good.
I actually got to tell you, Pete, like about 20 years ago, you had some videos released, and one of the things you talked about was we don't have enough coaching, so we have to coach volunteer coaches, like parents and all this stuff, to help us, but we just can't throw them out there without knowing anything about the game, about pedagogy, whatever. So now you have to teach them, especially at the low level.
And George, the largest coaching association, they're not organized, okay, in the world, is the volunteer coach. There's more volunteer coaches in the world than there are, if you can add professional, high school, and college, the numbers are way bigger at the volunteer level. So the most important people are volunteers. They shouldn't be charged to do things. We should be helping them do things and try to help them as much as we can. Now, if somebody can afford to do some things, that's great. But a lot of volunteers in the U.S. are just mom and dad, right? Moms and dads are just giving their time. They're giving 40 hours, 30 hours, whatever it is of their time. We just need to help them, because if they're not good, I'll give you a great example. I was in Cuba just recently, my ninth time in Cuba. The biggest problem they're having in Cuba right now, they'll tell you, the Federation, we're losing players to soccer. And why? Because if the coach isn't good enough, especially in practice, kids are going to quit. They're going to find something a lot more fun to play. That soccer can be fun for sure, and I know you have that challenge in Europe.
Well, I'll tell you what. Actually, soccer has this problem in Germany as well, because they don't have enough coaches qualified. A lot of their parents are coaching, yelling at the sideline, and kids go away from soccer because it's not fun anymore, because there's not enough good practice.
Wow. Let's get back. EBCA, you've had some great speakers there from all over, not just in the U.S., but from Europe, from other countries. give our coaches a little example of some of the things you might have learned from some of the coaches that were there at the convention that were speakers.
Yeah, first of all, I got to say, I think even if we had great lineups in the past, ISU was bringing a lot of great guys. I just saw Jerry Weinstein, great speaker, has been in Cologne. But this year was really extraordinary. I think we had the best lineup ever. And when you have all these big names like Brent Strom, Ron Wolford, Greg Frady, Tom McConnell, if you have all these guys, John Bolish was there from the University of Wisconsin at Whitewater, and you expect them to have like the secret, and then somebody like Ron comes up and says, well, one of the biggest things to have as a coach is being humble enough to learn every day. Don't think you're on the top and you don't have to learn anymore. Go out there and learn even small things from not as experienced coaches. You can pick up everywhere and every time. And that was kind of interesting because Ron, I mean, he has been around, he has his pitching range. Hearing him say something like this reminds you that you have to learn every day. And that's one of the reasons why I'm here. I want to listen to these guys. I want to learn from them.
And you've been coaching a long time. What keeps you motivated to stay in the game of baseball?
Well, I got to say, I'm not a full-time coach. I'm a teacher. I'm teaching at a middle school, and I'm teaching at the German Sports University. I teach sports students to become PE teachers and how to play baseball in school in Germany. So my motivation is I love to work with these guys. I love to work with kids. My son is 11. I love to coach them. I worked from I coached from little league teams up to first division in Germany. But what really motivates me every single day is I love the game. I love working with kids. I love when I see them achieve some goal, and I love seeing them being thankful for what we gave them as coaches, and changing their lives. I think that's the thing.
Fantastic. That was George Applebaum. George, babe, good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too, Pete. Thank you for having me.
All right, folks, we will be back with our next guest, ABCA Nashville. Beautiful place, 7,200 coaches. You got the Expo Center, you got the Youth Clinic, you've got the main convention. There's so much going on here. We'll be back, so hang tight. We will return in a few minutes. All right, we are back. Yeah, we're back again. And yep, and it's Pete Caliendo, your host here at Baseball Outside the Box. We're still at the ABCA in Nashville, and we've got another great coach. Now, this guy, you're not going to believe this. This will be a seventh decade coaching in the game of baseball. Incredible, still motivated, great coach, great speaker, great name too, Pete Birmingham. One Pete, the two Birmingham too, because every time I hear Birmingham, it also reminds me of another mentor I had, Dick Birmingham. Pete was on one of our trips just not too long ago to Italy, one of our coaches, fantastic coach. You're talking about a guy who's been coaching 46 years from the Syracuse area. Everybody knows him here also because he developed the soft hands. And I think everybody knows the soft hands. Pete Birmingham soft hands, that's that soft plastic kind. It wasn't plastic, I'll have him explain it. Glove where you're forced to use two hands. He also had back bow, which was the batting cage. So he 35 years being an exhibition, working the exhibits here at the ABCA. So he's been here a long time. So I want to welcome my good friend, Pete Birmingham. What's up, Pete?
Good to be with you, Peter.
I'll tell you what, I got to say, all these years you come in here and you're still coming back. What's the motivation about coming back? Why did ABCA, why?
Well, listen, one thing about baseball, you can always learn something new. You know, there's great speakers here, and not only that, most of the time, the major part of what I learn is just talking to other coaches in between, you know? I love it here. And I always think I'm lucky because when it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon after all these years, I can't wait to get to practice.
But that's the thing. You're still coaching teams, high school teams, and now you're going to be in college. Now you're going to be in college, but you're just recently out of high school. But you're still motivated to get out there. I mean, sooner or later, you don't get tired of this.
Hey, it's just as much fun for me now as it was in 1973. The relationships you have with the kids, that's really the payback. And just this past week, I've had a real good chance to sit and talk and have lunch with guys that played for me 43 years ago.
You'd be a great guy to ask this to. All the years you've been coaching, now the game seems to be changing a little bit. What are the changes? Are they good, bad, and different? What do you think about the game, the way where it's going?
I think the single biggest change in the game is the bats. When I started, it was all wood.
Yeah.
Big change. Some of the bats my kids use now cost more than my first car did. that's a big change. And it's just the motivation to make the game safe for the kids, which I applaud, is changing in a lot of ways. You know, you got to be careful how you slide in the second, breaking up a double play. And you don't want to bump into the catcher, you might lose his ego.
Yeah.
And the pitch count. So the pitch count thing is a big thing.
How have you made adjustments and, you know, with some of the changes in the game? Have you had to make some adjustments in your coaching style?
Well, yeah, we had, for example, the second base deal. Now we've had to modify the footwork we teach the kids. And they can be a lot more aggressive now because runners aren't allowed to bother them much.
What about from a teaching standpoint, the fundamentals? Have you done anything different now that...
The fundamentals of teaching are the same, but what you're teaching changes. You know, I'm a real believer of the kids can't do it. You have no right to expect them to be able to do it until they intellectually understand what they got to do. That's the first step. But just because they got it in their head doesn't mean they can do it with their hands or their feet. But they got to have an intellectual understanding of what the skill is we're talking about before they have any chance at all to execute it.
That's awesome, man. I'll tell you what, it's incredible what you've been doing in the game, how long you've been in it. Let's kind of finish it off with some advice for coaches in the U.S. around the world, because our podcast goes all over the world. If you had to give, for all these years, you know, that you've been doing this, what's that little nugget, that's some advice that you could give some coaches to really help them out?
One thing I think is really important is, and I tell these kids over and over again, and I think coaches maybe might not be a bad thing to have in your mind, when the ball's in play, when they throw it, you got to hit it. When they hit it, you got to catch it. When you catch it, you got to throw it. When the ball's in play, nothing matters except your habits. Spend your practice time building good habits. There's no way that you're going to ever be presented with enough time to think this stuff through. When the ball's in play, your habits are going to take over. If you develop good habits, you're going to do the right things. If you haven't, God help you.
All right. Fantastic, Pete. A pleasure. Thanks for stopping by. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
All right. That's Pete Birmingham, and we are at the Sarna booth number 72. They've got leather conditioner, some of the best leather conditioner I've seen for not just your gloves, but also any leather product. These guys, they're big time, man. There's a lot of big people. I can't name them, but there's a lot of big people using their product. Check it out. You'll see it on our podcast also. So hang in there, folks. We'll be back with another guest. And we just, you know, Birmingham from Syracuse, New York. Now in North Carolina, I believe.
South Carolina.
And so we're bringing you guys not only from all over the U.S., but also from all over the world. We'll be right back with Baseball Outside the Box. We are back. Unfortunately, we are not at the ABCA Baseball Convention anymore. I have some very sad news. It's been a tough day. While we're doing the show at the ABCA Convention, great convention. Don't forget to check out their website, abca.org, and become a member. During that time, I received a phone call from home. Unfortunately, had to book a flight immediately that evening, which was Thursday night. We still had Friday, Saturday, and even Sunday to be able to tape shows. We wanted to bring your guests from all over the world, all over the U.S. We probably would have had 40, 50 guests on the show that gave different input on different tips that they learned throughout 2019. We apologize for that. But during that time, as mentioned, I received the phone call, needed to get home right away. My dad, we knew he was ill, but my wife, Beverly, had told me that, you know, it is getting close to the end of his life. So I rushed home through a flight. I had a flight. First of all, I had to book the flight, and through the, you know, noise of the convention and talk to American Airlines, they got me on a flight, but it was a connection again at 11:30 at night. Got to the gate, or actually the check-in counter, talked to the lady there.
She was outstanding. I want to thank American Airlines for that. I told her my dad was really close to the end. She was trying to get me on a flight. There was no nonstops. She found one. It was a half hour from that point that I was there at the counter. They did some magic. They made some calls. Boy, rushed to the gate, got there. Was lucky to get home at about 8 p.m. at night. My dad passed away at about 10:40, I believe. And it was great to be with him those 2 hours plus. Just want to say, I want to dedicate the show to my dad. Rest in peace. If it wasn't for him, I would never, ever be doing him and my mom. I would never, ever be doing what I'm doing. They came over from Italy, wanted us to have a better life. My mom is still alive. She's 91. My dad was 88. And at 91, she is doing okay. She's got Alzheimer's, but really, hanging in there. And, it was a sad day for the family, but we do want to honor my dad, honor him on Facebook, social media. And again, my dad took a big risk with my mom coming to the U.S. in difficult times so their sons can have a better life in the United States. Sent me back to Italy to live with my grandparents. I lived there for 3 years. From 3 to 6, my first flight was getting on a flight at 3 years old. Flew to Rome, Italy with a flight attendant, just her and I. And when I got there, I got off the plane and my mom, my aunt was there, who's identical twins. So I thought it was my mom at that time. It was very interesting. Lived with my grandparents for 3 years, learned the language. And I knew my parents had plans for me in, myself and my brother. And learning the language could take us a long ways. It has taken me in baseball all around the world, learning also Spanish because it's a lot easier when you already speak Italian. I did a lot of things in Italy. So that was the sad news, but we chose to live the day and talk about my dad and, celebrate more than anything his life because he was very fortunate, lived to be 88. Not a lot of people get that. He was able to do a lot of things. He was able to retire early and be able to enjoy life with my wife, my mom. I got back home just in time, watched his last breath and was able to be there with him. And I think that was very special. It would have been heartbreaking if I did not get there. So folks, I apologize for all this. We're going to bring some great shows this year, so don't worry. We have got an unbelievable lineup for you, but I do want to give a shout out to American Airlines and the lady who really helped me. I did send out a notice to American, so that I was in a hurry and I mentioned I was going to get her badge name and I looked at it and then I started to move and your mind's, there's so much going on at that time. I then forgot her name and I should have wrote it down, but American got a hold of it. They figured out who it was. I wanted to thank them. I thanked them all over social media. I know if you follow me on social media once in a while, I'm not a big fan of some of the airlines because I feel that the small little things, the service part is getting away from us in the U.S. We need to be a little bit more caring, but that's another story. This lady was outstanding. American did a great job. If it wasn't for her, I would have never made it to be there with my dad. So God bless you. Thank you, American Airlines. You guys were awesome. Also, before we close off the show, just wanted to mention, don't forget the ABCA.org, American Baseball Coaches Convention, 77,000 plus coaches was closed off this year to 7,000 coaches. That was the limit, but you could watch online. You could pay and watch online the whole thing. Plus, if you attend it, guess what? You get the videos. Well, I was there Wednesday and Thursday, so I registered, attended the expo, was at a booth, John Sarna booth. It's the leather conditioner. It's outstanding because I don't like the oil. Leather conditioning, a lot of people use it for quality leather, and I believe our players need to use it too. So that's, again, Sarna product. We were at their booth. Thank you for allowing us to be there. We got some great interviews during that time. But don't forget, register for the ABCA. Whether you're in the U.S. or around the world, it's a great resource, probably the best resource of education you could ever think of. So I sadly did not get a chance to be there on, Friday and Saturday, get a chance to attend the Hall of Fame dinner. Great people, Wayne King Junior College here in Illinois, John Casey, one of our board directors, with the International Sports Group, received the Hall of Fame. Congratulations, guys. Also, Tom O'Connell, our president and mentor of mine and a great friend. He received the Lefty Gomez Award. Wow, that doesn't get any better at that. The ABCA Lefty Gomez Award. Congratulations, Tom. Missed the international meeting. That was outstanding. We had three great speakers there. Those were not taped. I wish they were. We need to do that in the future. It's Greg Frady, international coach, German national coach, but he is also a top college coach here in the U.S. You got Jerry Weinstein. Everybody knows Jerry, so what a great talk there. And a former player of mine and a great friend, Ryan Cienko, the Dodgers catching coordinator. Boy, this guy came on the scene and he exploded. He is outstanding. So those were three speakers at the international. I know there were a lot of international people at the ABCA. Continue to come. Be a member. Join because you get some great benefits. You get the videos. You get the convention. Plus, you get the camaraderie of all these coaches. You get to go to the conventions, meet all these people. There's high school professionals. There's college coaches. There's youth coaches there. There's travel team. There's the whole industry there. It is fantastic. So, I leave you with that. And I also want to leave you with Caliendo Sports International. We've got trips around the world. We're still looking for some players from the ages of 14 to 17 years old. If you have those type of players, those ages, send us the players. It's one of the best experiences in the world. We're trying to put together teams going to Italy, Cuba, Japan, and Dominican Republic. Can't tell you. We got great coaches on staff. The coaches are part of the program. That is probably the number one part of the program, having outstanding coaches. It's not about teaching skills while we're there. It's about teaching, the game itself while we compete against other international teams. It's about, possibly getting evaluated for that week that you're there. What a great evaluation. You don't know the players there. You don't know the coaches. You're uncomfortable, but you got to get comfortable. How do you deal with it as a player? That's a great, great thing to be able to take back home, learning how to do that. Our coaches will evaluate you. You're going to learn a lot from them when it comes from the game experience. They're going to see how you handle, travel, how you handle different situations, how you handle not be practicing together, and all of a sudden you got to go. You arrive in Osaka or Rome or Havana, and now you got to maybe have one practice, and then you got to compete. You got to play. Whether it's an exhibition or whether it's an event, you got to compete right away, which means you got to communicate. You got to talk with the other players. You got to do things on your own. You got to make decisions. There's a lot of things that you got to do to help you. We're getting some phone calls. We're going to hold off the phone calls, because we've got to make sure we close off the show. We'll take the phone calls later on the next show. So there's a lot of things that can benefit by going to Caliendo Sports International, baseball or softball trip. We got a softball team going to Italy also. There's so many things that can be beneficial. Our coaches have contacts all over the world, but they have so many college contacts in the U.S. So when you're talking about three coaches on staff, they've got over 200 easily. Personal contacts in the college industry. So if you're thinking, is it worth going on the trip? From a cultural, from a baseball, from a learning experience, life experience, all that is definitely beneficial, and you can raise the money to be able to go on a trip. But also, our coaches do have a lot of contacts. Now, they can give a pretty good evaluation because they've seen you for over 8 days. They see you compete. They see how you deal with failure. They see how you communicate with others. They see how you play the game on your own. All the things that we as coaches want to teach our players to be able to do better. See what kind of good habits you have. See what kind of bad habits you have, and how do you improve those habits. We give you evaluations at the end of the trip. I mean, it just keeps going on and on. It is, I got to tell you, I've been in this business so internationally over 30 years. It is one of the greatest experiences you can have for a young player, any age. Try to do it before you go to college because, when you get to 16, 17 years old, we know you're busy looking for a college, doing things like that. International trips are great. If you got the time, do it. If you don't, we understand. If you can, do it. Coaches, come along. If you want to be a coach on Caliendo Sports International Trip, let me know. Email me, petercaliendo@att.net. I'm also on social media. You can catch me on Baseball Out, Better Baseball on Twitter. You can catch me on Facebook. Instagram is caliendo.peter. You catch me all the time. If you really want to call me, fantastic. Call me. Call me on my cell, 847-997-3898. Call me on my office, 847-781-8039. Love to hear from you. Email me. Give me your opinion about anything. But if you want to be a coach on Caliendo Sports International, let me know. If you just want to tag along because you want to learn from our outstanding coaches, let me know about that. Love to have you. We are all in this together, and I really appreciate everything that our listeners do for our show. So finally, it's to all our listeners in the U.S. and around the world. God bless you. You guys, if it wasn't for you, I would not be doing this podcast and continuing it. The listenership keeps getting better and better. We need, obviously, we want to get it as best we can. We want you to please spread the word of our show all over the world. Spread it to all your social media outlets. Spread it to all the people you know in the game at all levels, especially at the grassroots level. Even though our show's for everybody, we got some, you know, we also have some very sophisticated people, but you can learn from them too. Sometimes you hear some high-tech things. We can take a little thing from them. But go ahead and spread it because it just helps educate the world. It helps educate everybody in the game. And share with us. If you ever want to email me an idea, a thought, a question, do it. Don't feel like you're bothering me. I'd love to hear from you. So again, we appreciate everything our listeners have done for the show, everybody, and also our special guests that we've had. And we want to wish you a fantastic 2020. Can you believe it? We're in 2020, and we're excited about the podcast because we've got some unique things we're going to be bringing to you. We think it's different, but we're going to continue to bring you some of the best, innovative, most creative people in the game that stay on top, who love the challenge of status quo, just love the challenge and always ask, why are we doing it this way? Is there a better way? There's always a better way. 37 years in the game, I feel like I'm starting over because there's so many good ways that we can make things happen. So God bless you all. This is your host, Pete Caliendo. Don't forget to check us out on our next show. Dad, rest in peace. I know you're watching over me. God bless you. I will see you soon in another lifetime, my friend, my dad. Ciao, ci vediamo. God bless you, everybody. See you on the next show.
This has been Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Listen online at baseballoutsidethebox.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.